So everybody will know that these girls framed up on me again. They went to the throne of grace, you know, when Cheryl's little dog that she'd had for 16 years died. You know, I don't like a dog in the house. You know, I really don't like dogs. And so I said, well, the angel's gone now. So praise God, now I don't have to worry about a dog no more. You know, so, but she had long hair, and I really hate it when they give hair on the floor, and every time I change clothes, you know, I got to have somebody roll me with a roller because I got hair all over my stuff. I didn't like that, you know, and so when Angel died, well, I thought, well, okay, that's, I'm through with that. Now that's over. No more dogs. Well, Cheryl, she has always had a dog, and she wanted a puppy. And she looked for one that didn't have long hair, had little bitty short hair, a little bitty thing. And so she found one somewhere. And then she come to me and wanted to know if she could have this little dog. I said, why, absolutely not. No, under no circumstances. No. No, I don't want a dog. I said, I don't like a dog. I don't want a dog. No dog. So her and Pat and Kathy and Rosemary and... they all framed up on me and went to the Lord. Lord, you need to soften Thurman's heart so Cheryl could have another dog. Well, I mean, they begin to tell me, well, has God spoken to you about Cheryl getting a dog? I said, no, he has not. And if he does, I ain't going to let her have one. I mean, I was set. I don't want a dog. So anyway, last night I was sitting there studying, and of course yesterday or day before yesterday, she had made this statement. I heard y'all say it today up here. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And so Cheryl said, if you really loved me, you'd let me have a dog. Oh, Lord. Okay, so last night while I was studying, God began to work that over in my spirit. You know, I told you to love your wife like Christ loved the church. Did I not? Well, yes, Lord. Lord, I'm trying to study, Lord. I ain't got time to think about loving my wife. But anyway, the more I tried to study, the more he began to say, well, you don't like dogs, and there's not anything wrong with a dog, but it's not you that wants the dog. It's your wife, Cheryl. She loves dogs, and she wants a dog. So just because you don't like them don't mean that you have to withhold her pleasure from her. I sat there and battled over that, and I thought, oh, God. Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. So anyway, when we go to bed last night, I finally go in, take a shower, and get in bed. I don't know, it's 1 or 2 o'clock. And she comes and gets in bed, and she says, has the Lord spoke to you yet? I said, about what? She said, about the dog. I said, no, he hasn't. But I said, I don't know whether it's him or just me, but something. I said, what kind of dog is this, and how big is it? And she said, it's only going to get to be 3 or 4 pounds, a little bitty dog, and real short-haired and everything else. And I said, well, okay, you can have the dog. Aww. And so she was a happy camper last night. She said, praise the Lord. So anyway, I mean, you know, so I don't like a dog. Just like she said, I'm out working all day, every day. I'm not here anyway. She said, I want the dog. No, it's not your dog. It's mine. I want to have it to love, to play with, to go with me when you're not here. I said, okay. So why should I withhold something she desires? I mean, she's such a good wife, you know. I mean, most women would have just went out and bought the dog. When the husband throwed a fit, that said, well, you know, that's just, I'm sorry, I want a dog, so I got a dog. But not my wife. You know, she's a submissive woman, and she would never have got that dog if I hadn't said okay. So anyway, I'm grateful that God gave me a submissive wife, you know, one that will look to me for guidance and direction. Wow, the power and authority the King's given us. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, that yesterday we had a 75-degree day, fantastic, and today we had a 30-degree day, and we had snow all over the ground. Only in Texas, Lord, we can do these kind of things, but Lord, you're God. You're in control. We have no fear. If we have 75 degrees one day and 30 the next, we really don't care, you know, because we know you made the day. You made it for us. So we worship you and praise you and thank you. As we study your word today, Lord, give us revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding from your mighty word that we might walk this week in obedience to your word. We might be about your business and everything we do. And we give you all the praise and glory In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we got to realize who we work for on the earth. We work for Jesus. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God, so we should have absolutely no fear of nothing. Now then, there is a little critter that's running around here on the earth that's invisible that we can't see, that he sure does stir up a lot of problems within the church. I mean, because we don't know who he is. I mean, I didn't know who he was. You know, I mean, I was in a church all of my life. I never heard about him. I never heard the power that I had over him. I never learned how to fight him. I just never learned these things. But one day when I began to really study the book for myself and learned how to pray, then I began to see great and awesome things happen. So I want you to realize, I want to take you to one of my favorite scriptures when it talks about the authority we have over the enemy, the authority we have over Satan. I want to take you to Luke 10, 19 and 20. Now, this is two of my favorite verses. I mean, I used to speak on those verses. I guess when I first learned about those, every time I had a church service, I quoted those sometime during the course of the day. But I very rarely talk about them anymore. But still, I want you to see Luke 10, 19 and 20. It says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions." Who is talking here? Jesus is talking. This is the King of the universe that made all things. "Behold, I give unto you power." Now, the word from the Greek that's translated power there, the better translation of the word is authority. The word power is used twice in this scripture, but it's two different words in the Greek. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions." Now, the serpent and the scorpions, the serpent is Satan himself, and the scorpions are his invisible demons that pierce your skin, your body. They're the ones that enter you whenever you sin. They're the ones that shoots the fiery arrow into your body that causes sickness and disease and pain. It says here, "But I give you power or authority to tread on the serpent and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." Now stop and meditate on that a minute. I had to meditate on that a long time before I realized that he said he has given me how much power over the enemy? So if we, the church, have been given all power over the enemy, then how much does he have over us? None. That's good news, isn't it? That's really good news. But he says, "And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Now, one of the questions I asked Howard Pittman whenever we went down to talk to him a few years ago, when he was sitting there and he had had an experience with God where he lost his life in 1979 and he got to go to heaven and he got to see the spirit world. Now, when he saw the spirit world, God showed him how things work in the spirit. And it was, and for to get to sit and talk to a man like this, in fact, I mean, one day I was here just working and doing all kinds of stuff, and the Lord clearly spoke to me and told me, he said, "Call Howard Pittman." I didn't know who Howard Pittman was. I don't know what to do. And so I thought, Howard Pittman? I said, "Lord, I don't know anybody by the name of Howard Pittman." So we go along here for a few months, and the Lord spoke to me again one day, and he said, "Son, I told you to contact Howard Pittman." I said, "Okay, Lord." So I go in and I sat down my computer on Google, and I type in Howard Pittman. And bam, I find him all over the place. I said, "Wow, this guy really exists." And so I got a phone number and I called and I said, "Howard, this is Pastor Thurman Scribner." And I said, "I'd like to come down. I see you're in Mississippi." I said, "I'd like to come down and talk with you for, just spend a day with you." And he said, "Well, where are you located, Thurman?" I said, "At Justin, Texas, close to Fort Worth." He said, "Well, in 2 months, I'm going to be down here at Palestine, Texas. I'm going to speak in the little Bethel church down there." And he said, "I'm going to drive in on Thursday and I'll have all day Friday. If you want to come down and spend a day with me Friday, I'll be happy to talk with you." And so we did. We all went down there and we got to talk to Howard. And as we talked to him, he explained to us things about the spirit world. Now we have that complete discussion back there on CD. If you haven't heard it, it's about five CDs long. It's called A Howard Pittman Interview. We talk with him, and one of the things that I asked him, I said, now, Howard, whenever these spirits, when they attacked us and they come and put us to the test, I said, let me give you an example. I said, used to, I would have pain in the back of my hand. I said, whenever a pain would come in the back of my hand, the first thought that would always come to my mind was, that's arthritis, and you're going to come down with arthritis. But I'd studied the Word of God enough to say, no, I rebuked that thought. I said, I know the Lord told me to capture every thought. He bore my sickness and removed my disease. So no, I will not buy that thought. I will not have arthritis in my hands. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I command that pain to leave me in Jesus' name. And I said, always within just a few minutes to a few hours, the pain would go away. I said, was that an evil spirit? He said, absolutely. That's the way they work. He said, they will come to you and put you to the test. He said, they will do all kinds of things to get you to agree with them. They will put pain in your physical body, trying to get you to agree. He said, that so many times they will start hitting a person in their chest, and the person will start saying, oh my goodness, I got a terrible pain in my chest. I must be experiencing a heart attack. And then they go to the doctor. And when they have said this, just like this one doctor that I know of, this guy, he was a mechanical engineer he graduated from, and then when he got into the hydraulics section of engineering, he got over into the heart also at that time. And he loved the heart so much, since it was a hydraulic device, he decided to change from being a mechanical engineer to a medical doctor. So the guy changed and became a medical doctor. Today he's a heart specialist. And one of the things that he's told us, he said, one of the things I've experienced in all these years now being a cardiologist, he says, is whenever somebody comes in and I say, what is your problem? They come to me because I'm a heart doctor. And I say, do you think you're having a heart attack? And they say, oh no, I believe I got something wrong in here, maybe, but I just don't believe. I got a good heart, so I don't believe I'm having a heart attack, but the pain is around my heart.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Healthcare Plan in the World, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.